This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Agriculture Department's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service announced that a final rule last month that would amend regulations under the Horse Protection Act. While the agency submitted text of the final rule to the Office of Federal Register, the rule was not officially published prior to the order from President Donald Trump, which froze new regulations for review by the new administration. Consequently, this rule is on hold awaiting further review by the administration. While the rule predominantly makes changes specific to Tennessee walking horses and racking breeds, APHIS underscores and clarifies that the underlying act applies to all horse breeds. Comments AFBF submitted in October did not endorse the rule proposal. The comments highlighted numerous flaws and concerns with the proposed rule changes and asked the agency to provide clarification on several issues, including inspection procedures, eligible inspectors, prohibited devices and substances, and which horses are subject to routine inspection. Representative Don Newhouse of Washington and 29 bipartisan co-sponsors recently introduced H.R. 848, the Farm Regulatory Certainty Act. The legislation would amend the Solid Waste Disposal Act, also known as the Resource Conservation and Recovery Act, or RCRA, to provide clarity to the law and to assure that agricultural nutrients are not subject to RCRA's provisions. In 2015, a court in Washington state ruled that several dairy farmers were subject to RCRA due to high nitrate levels found in groundwater. Although there seems little in the legislative history to justify the court ruling, the decision has resulted in uncertainty for farmers. H.R. 848 would clarify the law amending RCRA, codifying the Environmental Protection Agency's original 1979 RCRA regulations relating to agricultural byproducts and preventing citizen lawsuits against farmers who are already engaged in efforts to address nutrient management issues. AFBF supports the legislation. You're gathering the data, but are you gleaning all its insights? Put your precision farming data to work and increase efficiency on your farm or ranch by following 6 tips from Case IH. Your local Case IH certified dealer is available to help answer your questions about data management, precision farming, and current promotions you can combine with your Farm Bureau discount. Eligible members in Illinois save $300 to $500 on new Case IH tractors and other equipment. Print your membership certificate to redeem your discount at ilfb.org. The Farmer Fair Practices rules have been delayed as part of the White House order to delay regulatory actions. Per the regulatory freeze pending review memo issued on January 20th, along with subsequent guidance, the Agriculture Department's Grain Inspection, Packers, and Stockyards Administration has published new dates for comment deadlines and effective date for the rules published in December. The effective date of the interim final rule for scope of Sections 202A and B of the Packers and Stockyards Act has been extended to April 22nd, with written comments due March 24th. Comment deadlines for two proposed rules, poultry grower ranking systems and unfair practices and undue preferences in violation of the Packers and Stockyards Act, have been extended to March 24th. The new dates do not reflect requests for delays submitted by stakeholders, only the White House freeze order. AFBF has requested a 120-day delay on the effective date of the interim final rule, as well as 120-day extensions to comment deadlines for both proposed rules. Representative Bob Goodlatte of Virginia is circulating a Dear Colleague letter soliciting support and co-sponsors for the Renewable Fuel Standard Elimination Act, which is expected to be introduced soon. The letter encourages members of Congress to sign on as original co-sponsors for the act, which would totally eliminate the RFS. Goodlatte introduced similar legislation during the last Congress. Farm Bureau supports the Renewable Fuel Standard as passed in the Energy Independence and Security Act of 2007 and does not support Goodlatte's legislation. Veterinary feed directive got you scratching your head, hearing conflicting explanations? What's the VFD? Does it matter? To sort truth from conjecture and fact from rumor, come join us at 9:30 a.m. on Friday, March 3rd at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau building in Carlinville. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau is hosting a two-hour seminar that focuses on the VFD and the veterinary client-patient relationship. We'll take a special look at the latest rules, and you'll have the chance to ask those animal health and feed questions you can't seem to find the answers for anywhere else. The deadline has come and gone for livestock farmers to comply with the VFD, which took effect on January 1. The goal of the VFD is to ensure that antibiotics, medically important for humans, are not used to improve feed efficiency or to promote livestock growth. VFD requires that livestock farmers establish a formal working relationship with a veterinarian. It's called a veterinary client-patient relationship, or VCPR. Having this relationship in place ensures that your vet knows about your farm and the livestock you raise. It also verifies that you have the same expectations about how your animals are cared for. Since the January 1 deadline has passed, livestock farmers will need written instructions from their vet in order to deliver antibiotics in feed or water. Drugs may be used only to treat, prevent, or control a disease. They cannot be used as extra label. You and your veterinarian must keep written copies of the instructions for 2 years. The vet will also give a copy to the VFD drug distributor. We'll cover these recent changes and answer questions you have about complying with the VFD. Presenting the seminar will be Dr. Matt Mettenberg, DVM, and Phil Westendorf, the marketing manager, and Jeremy Prumer, beef specialist, both with FS Total Livestock Services. And you'll receive take-home materials covering these topics. The seminar is free, courtesy of Macoupin County Farm Bureau Young Farmers Committee, but advance registration is requested. Please call 217-854-2571 to reserve your place at the Veterinary Feed Directive Seminar. Come join us and get your VFD questions answered. The Macoupin County Agriculture Education Foundation is offering one $1,500 scholarship, one $1,000 scholarship, and seven $500 scholarships for the upcoming 2017-2018 school year to students wishing to pursue agriculture majors. The MCAE Foundation offers a scholarship in an effort to provide encouragement and financial assistance to Macoupin County residents and/or students of Macoupin County schools who display well-balanced attributes of good citizenship, commitment to activities, and scholastic ability. The applicant must be a graduating high school senior or a current college student who plans to attend or is attending an Illinois junior college, college, university, or trade school and majoring in agriculture. Applications are available through your high school guidance counselor, high school agriculture instructor, or the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. An electronic copy of the application can be requested by contacting the Farm Bureau office at 217-854-2571. All applications must be submitted to the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office by March 24th. Illinois Farm Bureau and the Ford Motor Company are again teaming up to provide Illinois Farm Bureau members with another perk of membership. For a limited time, Ford Motor Company is offering the Farm Bureau Collegiate Program, which allows Illinois Farm Bureau members who are currently enrolled full-time or part-time at an accredited college, university, or trade school a $1,000 bonus cash on all new 2017 Ford vehicles. Recent and soon-to-be graduates also qualify for the deal, provided they graduated between May 1, 2015 and January 2, 2018. The Farm Bureau Collegiate Program is valid now through April 3, 2017. Members wishing to take advantage of the program should contact their local Ford dealership or County Farm Bureau for details. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.